Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show. Today is a special conversation that we're having with the saints concerning not just forgiveness, but power to overcome sexual sins, understanding that the gift is a gift of God. And everything that God makes is a good thing. But why is it in our society that we've gotten it so wrong? Why is it even in the church today that we've gotten the use of this gift that's from God wrong? The Bible tells us that the marriage bed is undefiled. And Eve, the Bible tells us in Genesis, the fourth chapter, Adam knew her. And as a result of it, she conceived seed. And so we understand that biologically, sex is a process that God uses to allow man to biologically reproduce itself. But I believe that God has had other additional intentions than just procreation for sex. And today we're going to begin a conversation in this area to help the body of Christ to walk straight and to walk in healing and walk in wholeness and to probably benefit from this great gift that God's given us. To help me with this subject, I've asked Prophet Dorothy Danielle, who is an entrepreneur, pastor, and gifted in the area of inner healing, to join us in a conversation about this subject, as well as Prophet Judy Pert from the Baltimore, Washington, D.C. area, who's a great prophet and pastor, author, and one who has had great healing ministries in the area of inner healing for those that she's been touching through her counseling ministry there in Baltimore. So I want to welcome both of you to the show. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good.
Praise God. How you doing?
Doing great. Having a great day.
Praise God. You know, I guess to help the body of Christ to not just receive forgiveness, but to overcome sexual sins, the power to overcome sexual sins, I want to talk about the definition of sex, because often we get the things that are good from God wrong when we don't know the original purpose for it. And I want to ask each of you, is sex a gift from God, or is it truly a weapon of mass destruction? Judy, we'll start with you.
Well, like you said, sex is a gift from God. As we read in Genesis chapter 2 all the way through Genesis chapter 4, we see God giving this gift to mankind through Adam and Eve and so on and so forth. And as you talked a little earlier about the reproduction of a godly seed and how Adam knew his wife and they became one flesh, and he took her out of his rib, God made her from him, and joined them back together in union. So, but what we understand is that even though that's written in Genesis, the majority of our world is not saved, and the majority of our world don't know Genesis chapter 2 through 4 exists, and a lot of them don't even know that God exists. So they have, like you said, distorted the view of sex because they don't know God, you know. And so if you don't know God and you don't have that union with God and intimacy with him, you're going to misconstrue, and there's going to be a misconcept of what these body parts are used for until you go to the creator, the manufacturer, the one that made it and formed it and said, now, this is how you use it. And so this is the reason why we have a lot of young people in this generation. None of very few virgins exist, you know, in this generation. And in generations, even when we came up, really. And a lot of it just has to do with people not knowing, not understanding God, not knowing his word. Now, before I came to Christ, I didn't know God. And what I mean by that is, like, my dad literally, like, didn't go to church. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I really didn't have, like, most people I knew, they went to church even if they didn't live right. They went to church. So they had some people have some idea of certain things.
About the
wrong and
the right use of sex. They had an idea that
right,
there were
right.
some things that you were not supposed to do with sex. I'm going to ask Dorothy at this time if you can tell us, is sex, you know, I've heard Judy's spin on it. You know, what's your spin? Do you think sex is a gift from God, or is it a weapon of mass destruction?
I know that it's a gift from God. You know, it's mm-hmm. the first thing that God said is to man and woman is to be fruitful mm-hmm. and to multiply. So if he said that first, you know, he wanted us to be intentional about that. He wanted Absolutely. Us, and he wanted intimacy between mm-hmm. Man and woman, because there had been intimacy between him and Adam.
Absolutely.
And so he says before he formed us in the womb, he knew us. You know,
mm-hmm.
and so God was all about intimacy, and who heard that also was the enemy. He heard mm-hmm. that, so whatever God wants, he wants to pervert. I believe that sex is the greatest gift that God gave us, because like I said, otherwise there would be no family. But I also see, you know, how the enemy used that. He wants no intimacy. He wants no love.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I came from a place of being abused when I was 5. So, you know, I, like, had a great disdain
mm-hmm.
For sex. So my thing was not to get involved in it. But it was being self-righteous, and it was not, and that was not balanced. You know, I didn't have sex when I was a teenager, not because, you know, I was saving myself for the Lord. As Judy said, I wasn't even saved then. It was because I had such a disdain for what had happened to me.
Right. When unbelievers carry out the sex practices that's consistent with their culture and their life, they're doing it out of ignorance of what God's boundaries are and what God's wisdom behind the act of sex, which is the act of marriage. I mean, it is a gift of God, I agree. And I ask that question because a lot of believers have different issues and struggles with sex, because sex damaged them so much when they were in the world. When they come into the kingdom, they don't see how it possibly could be something that is good. And we want to bring healing to the people that are struggling with the very concept of what it is that God has about sex. And we know that if God created it, he has instructions for it in the manual. The whole book of the Songs of Solomon was written to give those instructions to us, and that we need to understand that one of the reasons why we need to begin to give instructions to the church today is because the counterculture of the kingdom around us, they use sex for something that God never uses sex for. And this is, we get a good picture of this reality when we read 1 Corinthians. And Judy, I'm going to ask you, you know, who gets affected when there's an ignorance about the gift? Who gets affected?
Well, when there's an ignorance about sex, we all get affected, I think, in some way.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to say this real quick. Proverbs 16:25 says, "There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death."
Yeah.
When you're young, and you know, and you don't know God, and you know the young people there, their hormones are going, and then you have people who just, you know, are just out for their own selfish gratification. But the thing about it is, there's a way that seems right. We have a lot of homosexuality today,
yeah.
bisexuality that exists, bestiality that exists, incest that exists, and so many distorted perceptions of sex
mm-hmm.
because it seems right. And that's what, you know, a life outside of God, we're all pagans.
Mm-hmm.
And the paganistic behavior and the sinful nature is to twist and pervert the word of God. And Satan has done that so well. But the word of God is coming back these days with sessions like this to be able to bring healing and bring clarity. And John the Baptist came to bring forth that straight way. So that's what God is doing. He's throwing straightness to the crookedness that Satan desires to fleece the people. And so in this generation, we see that there's a way that seems right. It just seems right. Homosexuality seems right.
It sure does.
You know,
it sure does. And a lot of people, they pledge themselves. They stand, they fight for it because they think that it's right, because they don't know the ancient way. They don't know the way that's right to God. You know, God invented it. He knew what it was intended to accomplish. And we're going to take a destiny break right here, and we're going to come back and let's pick up about Judy and Dorothy about the knowledge of sex. You know, what is it? You know, what is it that we need to know about sex? We'll be right back.
I do not choose to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security.
I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dulled by having the state look after me. I desire to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed.
YI Institute is an entrepreneur and leadership program for youth that teaches personal leadership, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Register your youth today at yicenter.com. That's yicenter.com. And your youth will learn how not to die in poverty, but to have poverty die in them.
Welcome back. If you just tuned in, you've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show, and we are in a very special conversation concerning not just forgiveness, but power to overcome sexual sins. Those of us that are believers that didn't know the Lord as we were growing up, didn't a period of life we didn't know the Lord, we probably encountered the use of sex, and we used it according to the knowledge that seemed right to us. But today, and on most of the pulpits, we rarely hear anything about sex. They're real, not even in a Sunday school. Is there true instructions given to us about the boundaries and the benefits of sex? Sex is a multifaceted gift from God that He's given kingdom citizens, and this is an important conversation that we need to have in order to protect our kingdom inheritance. The scripture tells us that they that misuse the gift of sex, they position themselves to miss out on their kingdom inheritance. And so this, by reason of that, it is very important that we begin to come into a correct knowledge about this, because there's such misuse of the gift that God's given. We need to bring a correct use, because we have to show the world the way to do it. The way to do it. And so, Judy, we were talking about the misuse. I know that you have a story about how the misuse of sex affected your life, and I think it will be an incredible story for our listeners to hear, to help us to understand why it's important for us as individuals, us as parents, us as married people, us as single people, to understand the proper use, because it's a multifaceted gift of God, and when it's not properly used, it'll be a multifaceted weapon of mass destruction. So please share with us your story and give us some wisdom that you learned from that.
Well, the misuse of sex has affected generations.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us, like my sister was just saying, that, you know, when children are molested and that affects that child, and then that can possibly affect the way she deals with her children, you know, if it wasn't for the Word of God or the Holy Spirit keeping her and protecting her to be able to love her children the right way. A lot of times when people get molested, it does affect them, and it can affect their children and how they relate and interact. But what I found out most is that generational curses can become deadly.
Yeah.
My mother, I just want to tell a quick story about my mother, and I wrote it in my book, Sexual Healing, is that my family is, and you hear a lot of people say this, but this is really true for my family. They're Lumbee Indian. And part of my mother's side of the family, what had happened was there was a lot of incest going on her side. Now, some people mm-hmm. say that it's really, Indians really have a tendency to do a lot of incest, if you know anything about Indians. And so what happened is my grandfather initiated my uncles into homosexuality. And
wow.
So he was a very perverted man, and so what happened was he had also relations with his wife and his wife's sister, and they both had children together, and had children by him, and so my mother was one of those children. So as time went on, these children eventually separated and lived in foster homes, and then they got back together as they got older. But the pain and the devastation of all of that historic a perversity and incest and homosexuality and all the different things that took place within that family, my mother committed suicide.
Mm.
And so in committing suicide, she left four children, is me, my sister, and my two brothers behind. And so she died when I was 4 years old. She was only 28 years old.
Wow.
But this came as a result. She had been in and out of the hospital for mental problems and things of that nature because of the incest that took place that was so deep in my family. And I never grew up with that side of my family because my dad would keep us away from the whole side of them. So I never even met them until I was grown.
Mm.
And so the thing is that, and then, of course, a lot of them got saved, gave their lives to the
Praise
Lord,
God.
And some of them are now preaching.
Yeah.
Praise God.
The very same ones that had affected, you know, the family in a negative way are now saved, filled with the Holy Spirit, and preaching all over the place.
Wow.
You would never even think that would happen, but look at God.
And this is another reminder that when we don't give our children and our children's children the proper wisdom from God's perspective about the use of this multifaceted gift, the enemy utilizes it as a weapon of mass destruction that affects not only family. Here it is, your story. You lost family members. You lost saneness of mind. You lost emotional wholeness because someone did not know how to effectively use the gift of sex that God had created. And Dorothy, you know, do you have, you were sharing earlier about because of the misuse, the ignorance about the use of sex, you were affected also.
Yes, because my mother, you know, being a single parent, you know, she went out to work and she left us home. We were like, my brother was, I think, 7 and I was 5, you know, and here is the neighbor's son. He's like, he's 20, you know, and he's coming over and molesting us, you know, and it's like sending my brother off and leaving me there. And, you know, and so I know that just gave me an aversion, you know, for sex at an early age. But I know God made man and woman. He wanted us to appreciate each other's body, because the first thing that Adam said when he comes out into it, he said, this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. So, you know, God made a woman in such a way that man would appreciate her body, and I'm sure he did the same thing for man. But, you know, we've become so perverted. I think that had a lot to do with my being obese, you know, being 330 pounds, you know, because you hide your genitals and stuff, you know, you get so large you can't find them.
That's
you
right.
don't want it. You don't appreciate it. And so, yeah, I understand that, and it took a lot to heal, but now I feel like I said, I'm emerging. I am becoming whole.
Wow. So because of ignorance about the proper use of the gift of sex, we have many kingdom citizens who wrestle not just with forgiveness, but having the power to overcome, because it's, you know, if you confess it, God will forgive you. But what's left over after that, the damage, the carnage that is left over after the gift of sex have been misused in our lives individually, but also in our society. You know, we were in prayer a couple of days ago, yesterday, and my daughter was praying for no more abortions. That abortions will stop in America. And we were talking about, we don't know the level of brain drain that our nation is facing because of so many abortions. We don't know how many times the cure to cancer has been wiped out because of someone carrying out actions, because at some point in their life they misused the gift of sex. It is a gift from God. The marriage bed is undefiled, and God wants every one of us to experience not just forgiveness but power to overcome these sexual sins that we face. We're going to take a destiny break right here, and we're going to come right back, and we're going to talk about what are some of the things that we need to do to promote God's sexual literacy, so people can know how to properly use the gift that he's given. We'll be right back.
I do not choose to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dulled by having the state look after me. I desire to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed.
YI Institute is an entrepreneur and leadership program for youth that teaches personal leadership, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Register your youth today at yicenter.com. That's yicenter.com. And your youth will learn how not to die in poverty, but to have poverty die in them.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you've just tuned in, you've been listening to a conversation on the Voice of Destiny show concerning not just forgiveness, but power to overcome sexual sins. We in the church, we all know that if we confess our faults, God is faithful. He's just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so many of us, we're skilled at the confession, but walking through the cleansing process has been difficult, and mainly because a lot of us, we go back to the old sin, because the reason why we committed it the first time was because we were ignorant about the problem. proper use of this multifaceted gift that God has given humanity and the body of Christ called sex. And we heard some incredible stories that we saw root causes of some of the mass destruction and the carnage that happened concerning this gift that's of God is because a lot of us have not never we didn't know what God's original intent for. We didn't know the features of this gift and how God wanted us to use it to build humanity, to strengthen humanity. And I wanted to ask you guys to pass out some strategies, because here's a mom listening, a dad listening, a single listening who never really had anyone, because I know my parents never talked to me about sex. I never had a conversation, and that was consistent with their generation. You know, they did not know about how to pass on the information from God concerning this gift. And I want to ask, starting with you, Judy, what should we do? You know, what do we do to help pass on the correct information to our children? And those of us that are adult, how do we get the right information?
Well, first of all, like I said earlier, if people don't know God, they won't get the information from the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, if you think about the secular world, there's libraries mm-hmm. they can go to. There's the Internet they can go to if mm-hmm. they don't know Christ to be able to go and get that information. Now they're teaching sex education in schools.
Mm-hmm.
You can sign a form, and your child can know about it by fourth or fifth grade. But the thing about it is, like we're talking about here, the best way to teach them is through the Word of God,
mm-hmm.
is bringing these people into the kingdom, into the knowledge, and say the knowledge of Jesus Christ, so they can know the proper way mm-hmm. To teach their children and to demonstrate before them sexual behavior.
Mm-hmm.
I think the problem is if the parents don't know the Word, they can't give it to the children.
Absolutely.
And they're not going to give it to them the right way.
Mm-hmm. And I think our churches, anybody who's pastoring a church, they immediately need to create a sex 101 session in the new members class. Because what affects people's spiritual growth like nothing else is the way that they use sex. And historically, when we understand about world religions and even in the Christian faith, what you do with sex displays the deity that you serve. And in religion, especially in Satanism, one of the highest forms of worship is using the gift of sex.
Orgies,
and and we the saints got to be aware of the spiritual nature. It's not just a biological nature of sex,
mm-hmm.
but the spiritual nature behind sex and what it does. In Corinthians, it talks about when a man lies with a harlot, he causes the Holy Spirit to lie with that woman. We don't understand that sex sins is the only sin, the sin that when we commit it, we use our body, and our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And not having literacy about of the boundaries and the wisdom around the management of this gift, the use of this gift, have gotten many of us in a situation that we've lost our inheritance with God because of this issue. And so as we move forward, I want to understand from you, Prophet Dorothy, you know, what do you think saints need to do to acquire the correct knowledge about the use of this gift of sex?
Like I said, first of all, we need to get an appreciation for the fact that we're fearfully and wonderfully. We are beautiful people, and because of so much sexual abuse and sexual misuse in the past, and we are not going, you know, communicating about sex and, you know, why God made it and how God made it, and that is a wonderful thing, because so many of us have been abused, we said it was nasty.
Yeah.
You know, and so we thought the
we
answer
called
was
it doing it nasty.
Yeah, and then you taught people to try to cover up. So, mm-hmm. you know, you felt like the more clothes you put on them, like I said, I'm being always a part of that. You know, the more clothes you put on, the more you cover that up, the more you're going to be safe. And we found out that that is not true.
No, it's not.
You know, because that's just another trick of the enemy. Because anything you cover up, you can uncover at any time. So, well, like I said, we got to get in there and show people that God says that the body is beautiful, and make young people want to save themselves. And then it says in Timothy, Paul told Timothy, flee youthful lust. Look, run.
Yes.
That's
yes.
not something you want to hang around and say that you can handle. But he had to tell him what lust was.
Absolutely.
You know, so he would know he would know what was happening to him. Absolutely. And we don't even tell our kids about sex, so they don't even know what's happening to them.
Well, I think we also need to tell couples about what to do with sex, because people leave their marriages open to the adversary to intrude, because they don't know, because they think sex is doing the nasty, you know. And so a lot of times they don't probably use it. They don't understand the physical dynamics, the seasons where a husband and a wife may be going through things. A person's health can be affecting how one is operating the gift of sex. And if you're out of shape, if you're under healthy, all these things affect, and we need to be able not just to communicate negatives about the gift of sex. We need to be communicating positive. When I was pastoring a church, I used to tell the sisters whose husbands wasn't at church with them, when you come home from church on Sunday, you go home and have the best sex with your husband he's ever had in his whole life. Because he'll start associating coming to church with these good times. At least he will know what's turning you on. Who are you having sex with, me or somebody else? I tell them, use it as part of your tools as a witness. And I think that we need to enlarge this conversation of not just dealing with negatives, but dealing with the positive, because actually this is a gift of God. And we need to treat it with the respect and the esteem that God created it. And Prophet Judy, have you seen sex affect couples in your church?
Yes. Bow ministry being virtually young people.
Yeah.
We've seen it, like you said, on both the positive and negative. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've seen a lot of our brothers, young brothers, having to counsel them because of internet pornography,
yeah,
which has been a stronghold with the young men in this generation. When I was coming up, they didn't have the internet, so they just had magazines.
Mm-hmm.
But the internet is even more captivating. And so trying to get this spirit of pornography broken off of people, and it's a deadly seed, a deadly addiction. And once that seed gets planted, that thing comes up constantly later on and continues to try to grow unless they allow God to uproot it. So this is something that we've been working on with some of our men.
Mm-hmm.
My husband has. Also with the women, it's not just men. There are women that are hooked on internet pornography as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we see that it's so important, you know, to get that knowledge to them early, you know, to try to have classes to be able to cultivate them, nourish them.
Yes.
In the Word, so that God can just kind of flood that thing and pull that thing up. And so that's what they need.
Well, we've gotten to the end of this particular session. I want to inform our listeners that this is not a show you just want to listen to on the air. You want to have this a part of your collection, because one of the biggest issues that we face with the issue of proper use of the gift of sex is being ignorant. And most of us are totally ignorant about the gift of sex. So remember, today is a great day. And this is the day for you to discover that that you have not just can receive forgiveness, but you can receive the power to overcome sexual sins. God bless you.
You've been listening to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Pastor Daniel Huff. Remember, kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's program, visit voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us at Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.